ओम शांति।
सो टुडेज अवर टॉपिक इज ब्रिंगिंग बैक गूज पिंपल्स इन लाइफ। वी कैन से ब्रिंगिंग बैक गूज पिंपल इन ब्राह्मीण लाइफ। सो गूज पिंपल इन हिंदी इट्स रोमांच, रोमांच खड़े होना। व्हाट इज दैट गूज पिंपल्स? ये गूज पिंपल्स और गूज बम्स और गूज फ्लैश आर द पिंपल्स और बम्स ऑन अ पर्सन्स स्किन on the base of hair body, hair parts of the body, and which comes, which arrives or which develops when a person feels extreme cold, when a person feels extreme cold or when he experiences some deep or strong emotions like fear or strange emotions, or when he becomes so much excited, so that time he feels that goose pimples or goosebumps. So in the science or in the medical term is known as cutis anserina or the horripilation. So that's about the goose pimples. So now we will see what is the happiness of goose pimples of happiness. So first of all we see the what do you mean by happiness. So what is happiness? Happiness means what? Relax and comfort. And so what I feel happiness means is our attitude regarding lightness. So it's our attitude regarding anything. If you are going to see any situation or any circumstance, so it depends on our attitude. If our attitude is good, then we feel the happiness. But if we have a bad attitude or if we have a wrong attitude, then we see that that thing is not good. We become unhappy. So in all of our day, in our daily routine, we come across so many situation and the problems and the circumstance. So, but we don't have to let them effect on our emotions or effect on our mind. If we allow that event to effect on our emotions, then we will become unhappy or we will become their slave. So we don't have to allow that situation on ourselves, on our mind or on our emotions. So just like when we are a child, if we take an example of a normal human being, when we are child, so what the child needs when he become happy, a small kid, toys. Yeah. So the parameter of happiness for a small child is when he get lot of chocolates or the some gifts from the parents and less homework, and ice cream, so many things. Yeah, if he get less homework and if there is a vacation for the school, so he becomes so much happy in that. So when he grows up, so his parameters of happiness get changed. So then after he concentrate on his study, so then his parameters change and he thinks about the achieving the good marks in the exam, or if he get the good friends, good cooperation for his friends, then his parameters change to that. Then when he become more mature, when he start to go to when he got a job, so that time his parameters of happiness get changed, and then he thinks that what the parameters of happiness that time, salary. Yeah, he thinks about the good salary, good job, and the environment where he works. It should be good. And then after he thinks about the life, and he want car and good home, good wife. So all these things come under the parameter of happiness for normal human being. And then after when he become old, so what time his that time what the parameters of his happiness? That different thing. So when he become old, so that time the parameter of happiness get changed, and that time what he thinks, that he thinks about his children, that his children should get well settled and they have to take his care. No question. Yeah. Yeah. So, but all those things are not possible for in everybody's life. According to time and time, our parameters of happiness get changed. So now we'll see the now as we are seeing about the worldly people. So what they need for their happiness? If they get something, they become happy. So they think that actually that happiness comes from our inner. It's our one of the inner qualities. It comes from our inner stage. So we need for that, if we think about the purity and the positive attitude, and if we are in the peace, then automatically happiness comes in us. So because of all that, those three things, happiness comes in our life. But if we take the outside people, what they think? They think about the worldly things, about the all machinery and the technology. They feel that if they get lot of money, if they earn lot of money, they will be more happy. But money is not the medium of happiness. Money won't give us happiness. They get indulged in so many technologies and they feel that because of that only they will become happy. But after some time, yeah, it's giving happiness for the temporary time being, but not for a long time. After some time, they feel that loneliness and alone, and they feel the sorrow in that. Technology gets failed, or if they are depend on any relation, then after if they lose that relation, if they deprived in some relation, then they feel the sorrow in that. So there was one story that how our attitude affects on us. That one person has a very good house, and he loves his house so much. He's just like a good bungalow in all over the city. No one has that kind of bungalow. So many people have offered him that, do you want to sell your that house? So he says no. So once he went somewhere, once he went to out of station, and the time when he arrived, he saw that his house was burning in front of his eyes. So he become very upset and he start to cry, oh, look at to that house, is burning. And then his first son came, the elder one, and he say, oh Papa, no need to worry, that only yesterday I sold that house. Because I got very, very good price for the house, so I thought we can make another house. So I sold that. Then that person became happy. He said, okay, that's good. And then after a while, his second son came, and he says, Papa, that the person who is going to pay us the amount, he has just paid the one portion of the amount, but still fourth portion of the amount, he has to pay us. Then again, that person start crying. He feels sorrow. Oh, look at to that. He just paid the one part of that amount. He didn't pay the full. And then again, after a while, his third son came. He say, no, Papa, we don't have to worry. That person has just called me and he's saying that he don't have any problem. Either that house is burned or whatever has happened to that house, he's going to pay us the full amount. So again, that person become happy. So that happiness is depend on our attitude and about our concern. If we think that anything is useful for us, then we become happy. If we get that thing, we become happy. And if we won't get that thing, then we become sorrow. If we suppose someone loves his mobile, someone bought a new mobile phone, and he's very happy, and just in 1 or 2 days that mobile has fall or is get break, then he become unhappy. So it depends on how much priority we are giving to anything, and according to that, that affects on our happiness. So now we will see that why happiness is needed in our life. Why happiness is needed in our life. Sorry? So as we become more happier, it develops so many things in our body. We become more creative, we become more active, we become more energetic, we become more compassionate. And it's good for our physical and mental health also. So nowadays, science had did so many experiments about the happiness and other things in our life. And they say that if we become sorrow or if we are not happy, so it affects on our body also. Because happiness is related with our mental stage. If our mental stage is good, if our emotions are good, then it affects on our body. So on the internet when I read that, so they mentioned about the 70% or 80% diseases are related because of the unhappiness, or is related because of our mental stress. So we have to always be in that position. We have to keep ourselves happy. So keeping oneself happy, so keeping ourselves happy, what we need? Sorry? Good relationship. If you go on the science side, it need four kind of hormones or four kind of chemicals to make us happy. So it's named by DOSE, dose. So first for D for dopamine, O for oxytocin, and S for serotonin, and E for entropines. So if that four kind of chemicals, when is released in our body, or when it start to secrete in our body, in our mind, we become happy. So how that, but it all depend on the our mental stage of body, when that chemicals will start to release in the time when we are happy. So just like few days before I had read somewhere that why we feel happy when we eat the chocolate. So there is one kind of chemical in the chocolate. When we eat that chocolate, we become happy. So all these chemicals are needed in our in our mind or in our body to make us happy. So now we'll see that what are the skills, how we'll make ourselves happy. So I read on somewhere, you know, on internet only, that there are the stage of happiness, how to increase the stage of happiness. So in the stage, there are the five things. First is S for the savor. Savor means it's about the mindfulness, how we see the things. And it's about the thing, whatever we have surrounding us, we have to notice only positive things from us, how that thing is useful for me. And second one is that we have to prolong the time of our happiness. We have to enjoy that time last as far long possible. We have to enjoy that time. So this time, you know, we can see, suppose if we get the ice cream, if we give a bowl of ice cream to everyone, so one person finishes it very fast. In just 2 minutes or 5 minutes, he finishes that. And some person, he is going to eat for 15 minutes also and for half an hour also. So he is enjoying that, extending that moment of happiness, the pleasure. So it comes in the savor. So the Dr. Fred, yeah, that different thing. But some people, I see that some people really enjoy that thing, because one of my friend in Mumbai, I saw it when we go somewhere and someone has offered us the banana chips. So they asked to have their banana chips, and I start to eat. I took like 4 or 5 chips at a time. I start to eat that because I just have to finish that. But another person, the friend who is with me, he's just eating one chip all the time. I'm doing, what you're doing, that time pass. Eat it fast, no, we have to go. So it's like, but he's enjoying that. Then after, when I read that, then after come to another. It's on the mental stage of everyone, how they enjoy that thing. So that's come in the savor. So that Dr. Fred from the Loyola University in Chicago, he has coined that term savor. And what he says, the people who do the savor in frequently and daily in their life, they are more happier, they are more optimist, and they are more satisfied in their life. So what it comes in the three terms, savor. So savor of past. Savor of past means it's called reminiscing. Reminiscing means just memorize or just think about the past good things which have happened in our life. Suppose we went somewhere for the picnic in the past. So we have to remember that good memories of our past life. So that come in the savor of past. So savor of future. So savor of future in that anticipation for the future, or the having the good hope for the future, thinking, having the positive attitude for the future, that whatever is going to happen in my life is always good. So that the savor of future. And savor of present. Savor of present means giving lot of attention on our present time, lot of awareness of the time, that what the time is going on, and we have to be mindful for the present, then only we will get the happiness. So that's the S. Then it's about in the stage. Second one is ST. T means giving the thanks. Whatever we have surrounding us, either a human being, either material things or non-material things, we have to say them thanks. Normally, if any human being do something for us, we say thanks to them. But in that, it's like a attitude of gratitude. Whatever we are getting, we don't have to say, or we don't know, or we don't have to complain about that. Whatever is coming to us, we just have to say thanks for that. And for that, we have to stay in the company of good people who always do some positive thinking, or their life is already good, because there are two types of categories. One is the negative kind of people, who they always think about the negative things only. And another one is positive kind of people. They always think or do the positive thing in their life. So we have to be in the company of positive attitude kind of people. So that one is T, means always give the thanks. A, then A for aspire. Aspire means giving some aim in our life. We have to keep some motto in our life, some goal in our life. No, just like when we wake up in the morning, and after the when we finish the class and everything, when we go to our routine life, we have to keep some target that today I have to fulfill. I have to finish that target, at least not for the day, then at least for once in a, for the week, or at least for the for the month. Otherwise, then we complain that, oh, we have to do so many things, but we are not able to finish our target. So it's like aspiring, giving some purpose of life, giving some meaning to our life. Then is G. G means giving. So in giving means just we have to give the people. It's like in the subtle way also, in the material way also. So when we give the people, we get their blessings. And when we get blessing, we become, it helps us to become more happier. So it's like giving, anything we can give. When we give to anything to give people, just like now we finish the Mansa Seva series. So in that also we saw that we either from our mind or either from material things, just we have to give the people. So it's about giving. And next one is the empathy, E for empathy. So empathy is a very powerful word. It's packed with the so many interpretation in that. So many interpretation in that. A lot of interpretation in that word, sympathy. So what the really sympathy means? Sympathy means the ability to understand the people. Sympathy means if someone comes to us, then we have to judge or not judge the people, but we have to understand or we have to imagine that why that people has come to me, why that person has come to me. We have to understand their feeling, we have to understand their idea, their opinion. So it's like giving regard or respect to some another person. So that's come in the empathy. So that is the stage of happiness, S-T-A-G-E. So now we'll see that what are the things, why we are not, we know everything, okay, how to stay happy, but then also what the things which are the drawbacks, not drawbacks, which are the barriers to make us happy, why we are not feeling happiness. Fault findingness. Okay, Baba has given us so many knowledge. Now we'll come on our Brahmin life, that why we are not happy after getting Baba's knowledge also. For some time we are so much happy, in so much intoxication, but as the time goes past, we become sorrow, or we are not enjoying that Brahmin life. So why we are sad or not happy in a Brahmin life? So as the brother says, first of all, fault finding. So in fault finding is one kind of negative approach. Whatever we see, we just see the negative things in that. Okay, he is doing that, he is not doing that way, correct way. So it's one kind of negativity in our mind. So first is that negative approach or fault finding. Then we'll see the second one is like three C's. It's about the comparison, competition and criticism. So if we compare ourselves with others, then we won't be happy. Because everyone have different qualities, everyone have different specialties. So comparison then competition, we start to compete with others. But as I told that everyone have different specialty. And then criticism. If we start criticism, that's in few of the Avek Mudli, Baba says that it's one kind of gossiping, and gossiping is not good. It's just like a rubbish thing we are keeping in our mind for someone else. So criticizing on someone else. Then again the next one is the expectation. If we keep so much expectation or we for something, for someone that always he have to speak with me like that, always he have to give me, say me Om Shanti, always he have to give regard to me. If we have so much expectation, then it's one kind of emotion, it comes under one kind of emotion. So if we keep that expectation with someone, in that our expectation won't get fulfilled, then we become unhappy. So no need to keep so much expectation from someone, because everyone has some limitation. They can help us, but up to a certain limit only. Then desires. If we have so much desires, our need is limited, but our desires are not limited. So if we have so much desires that I want that, so that's also not good for our Brahmin life. And what else? Name, fame. That will come in the expectation only. Name, fame, money, whatever. And what else? Sensitive nature. If someone has sensitive nature, okay, if we say something to anyone, from the positive point also, but because of the sensitive nature, he always take the negative from that only. He say, why he is always saying to me only, and why he is always, he is not saying to someone else, but why he is always teasing. He see that he thought that we are teasing on him, but we are not teasing him, we just by the good wishes, as a well-wisher, good wisher, we are giving him some advice. But because of the sensitive nature, what he thinks that we are teasing on him or we are criticizing on him. So that come under the sensitive nature. And what else? less acceptance. Yeah, less acceptance is the positive side of the more expectations. If you more expect from someone, then we get disheartened. If our full, if our desire will not fulfill, we become disheartened. And past memories. Past bitter memories, yeah. If we always wander in the past, as just I mentioned in the in the savor, he says that we have to go in our good memories of past life. But that's not possible if we went somewhere for the picnic or anything, and we are remembering that good memories of past life. But suppose suddenly anything bad memory comes in my, our worst experience comes in our mind, then that time we become sorrowful. We are not happy that time. So it's, I don't know how much that thing is practical, but that Dr. Freud has did some research on that. He coined that term savor. And what else? Failure. Yeah, if we get failure. Yeah, in Brahmin life, how we failure? In which thing we fail? Pushas. Yeah, if we yeah 8 hours. Yeah, if we keep some aim, yeah, it will come in the competition only, I think, because someone is doing 4 hours yoga and 8 hours yoga, and we think that we also have to do 8 hours yoga and or maybe 4 hours yoga. And if we won't reach to that target, then we feel disheartened and we feel we got failed. Because but we don't know that, we know that everyone's ability is different and everyone's seva's time is different. Everyone have their own body, how much they need for their sleep, how much they need for their how much food. So everything is different in that. So if we see that all that kind of thing, and another one is the subtle sins. If we do the subtle sins, that also won't allow us to progress in Brahmin life. So many subtle sins are there. It's like Baba said that when we are having the food, we have to have in Baba's remembrance. And when we start to see the other people, like Parvrishan and Parchintan, if we think about the others and we are looking, seeing to others what they are doing, that also is one kind of sin. Because if we check ourselves in the daily life, that how many sins we are doing. I remember one, there was one movie, I can't remember that movie fully, but in that hero has taken some money, so he has needed some money, and the god comes in front of him and he asks that what you want. Then he said, I want some money. Then God has given him some money as a loan. He said, later on I will come and you can give to me. And then he has started the business and slowly he become richer. And every time God comes to him and he asks that, please give my money back. Then always he gives some excuse to God. No, I don't have that money and this and that. So, like that. So, when he become old, that time he was very sick. So, again God comes in front of him and he asks him that, give my money. So, he said, no, I don't have money. Again he gives some excuse to God. Then God has asked, what happened to you? He said, I am sick. And God has asked, what that medicines? He said, that is that meta sin, that is that sin. So God has said that it's all about your sins. If medicine means how much sins we'll do, we have to take that much medicine. If you do good work, we don't need much medicine. But if you do all the wrong sins, that sin, then we need medicines. Now we'll see that how to stay happy in Brahmin life. I read somewhere that someone has asked to another person that how you always remain happy and how you keep yourself happy all the time. So that person has replied that I had removed the back side glasses or the side mirrors from the car of my life so that I can't see the path I have passed and the people who were criticizing me. So that's very good thing. That don't see at the back whatever we had crossed. Just see the good things and just look at the present time. Okay. So how to bring that happiness again in our Brahmin life? So we'll see that happiness, the term happiness. H for hope. We have to always keep the hope in our life that what if something wrong or anything worse condition comes in front of us, we have to be optimist that everything is going to good with me. So we have to keep that hope always in our Brahmin life. Okay, then A for attitude. We have to change our attitude towards anything. Either we are the negative things or the bad things come to us or the positive things come to us. But we always have to see the positive side. Always see the bright side of the thing. We have to change our attitude. Whatever we are seeing or whatever the things come in front of us. So because attitude is the plays a very big role. If you want to change our sanskar or if you want to change anything, that attitude plays a very big role in that. So P, then P means purity. If we have a lot of purity, as purity is not just about the celibacy, but purity in the mind, purity in our thoughts, purity in our action. So, you know, Baba has given so much vast example of the purity. So we have to keep our self purity. In, I think, 2 or 3 weeks before in Sundays, Murali Baba said that if you have some rubbish in your mind, and then you can't, if you send good wishes to someone, it won't reaches, because either that you have some rubbish in your mind for someone, or if your power of purity is less. So we have to increase that our power of purity, and all waste and negative also comes in the purity, in impurities. So another P is for the powers. Okay, we have to fill ourselves with all 8 powers. Okay, because Baba has given all the power of tolerance, power to accommodate, and so many powers. So using right powers at right time by right method, it gives us the success. And when we get success, we will happy. I for independence, or we can say independent. We have to make ourselves independent. It's not about the become selfish nature. It's not about the become selfish, but it's like how much sometimes we can take the advice from someone, and if you want something, that different thing. But getting so much dependent on someone, and especially from the point of emotions, then that's not good in our Brahmin life. If we got that habit to depend on someone all the time, we just go to that person, we ask us any kind of help from him, either subtle way or either in the materialist way. So that comes in the independence. And for the neutral, we have to keep ourselves neutral, either in the positive side and the anything comes to us. No, Baba used to say, always say in the Murli, that be in the form of Trikaldarshi, Sthit Pragya, and a detached observer. And then from that point we have to take the decision why that thing has come to me. So be a neutral, and if you are neutral from the bad or either good, then we can take the right decision. So keeping ourselves on the neutral side, on the just like Baba said, silent observer or the detached observer. Then easy nature. Yeah, he is the easy nature. We have to keep our nature so easy. We don't have to become the complex personality. We have to be same in inside and outside. We have to remain same. So that comes in the easy nature. Whatever things come to us, we have to just accept that thing as it is. Don't think much about the thing, that why I think that thing has happened only with me. And so for that also we have to do the company of good people, the positive attitude people who always do the good things only. And the last one? S. One S for the Soman. We can take a Soman or the soul conscious stage. Baba has given us so many Soman. So we have to churn on the Soman, and we have to practice that Soman in our daily life. So it will help us to bring in the stage of soul conscious stage. And when we in the stage of soul conscious stage, we can always stay happy. And last one is? So what S? Last S. I'm asking to you. Sir? Satisfied. Last one is what I think. Last one is solitude. Just on the Monday we discussed about so many things about the solitude. So solitude is the furnace of self-transformation. So in solitude we get the time to think about ourselves, that what kind of flaws I have in me, what kind of drawbacks I have in myself. So just like we discussed on the Monday, introspection and retrospection. So solitude is much needed for that. So if we sit in the solitude, so we can learn more about the self only, that how I have to bring the change in myself. So we will just revise once, that how many things we had seen, how many things we had learned. Attitude. So we will just revise once quickly. What first? Dose, yeah. So what is that dose? Dopa, that the chemical dopamine and serotonin, And as far as oxytocin, serotonin and entropins, that the dose is needed in our mind to make us the happy. And we saw the stage, STAGE, S for savor, T for thanksgiving. Anti-depression. Yeah, if you read on internet so many things, I just explain in the short only, but for the each, like what the dopamine do, what the serotonin do, it have a very long description in the internet. Yeah, so ST, we saw the stage, STA for, speaking about that stage, happy stage, S for savor, T for thanksgiving, A for aspire, G for giving, always give, and G, STAGE, E for empathy. Okay, giving the empathy, understanding the people. Yeah, so we saw the why we are not happy in the Brahmin life, what the problems, why it causes us, the cause of unhappy in Brahmin life, why we are unhappy. And the last one, as we saw the about the happiness. So then today's session, if we want to take some homework, it's like what is the things which are affecting my happiness? If my strings are attached with someone else, and if I had given the strings in someone else hand, in the other hand, and because of that, my happiness of graph is always goes up and down, up and down. So we can turn on that, we can think on that. Okay. Om Shanti.